That's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. It is a Friday morning. Woo! That means coming up later, beer for breakfast.
Yeah, we're drinking a beer from up in Lake Tahoe, the Reno area. We've got Citrus Solo IPA from Lead Dog Brewing.
Okay, looking forward to that.
6.4, it drinks real easy.
Maybe we should crack open a few a little earlier than 9:30, my friend.
Well, Dave.
Sort of get the engine running, if you will.
I only brought a 4-pack.
You cheap son of a bitch.
You're $17 for a 4-pack. You think I'm made of money? I didn't get paid until midnight today, man. I've been running on fumes. I got 39 miles left in my tank.
Hoping for a downhill coast on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
That's
morning.
Right. Okay. That's right. But well, we will be drinking that. It's surprisingly good.
Excellent. Looking forward to that. To start the show today, some good news and some bad news. And I hate to do this to you, Mahoney.
Do you?
Have to double down on the bad news today.
Why would we do that? It's Friday. Shouldn't we be doubling down on the good news? Like, hey, you don't got to work tomorrow and you just got paid, hopefully?
I know, but that's additional good news.
Uh-huh.
This is additional bad news.
Okay.
Two drug dealers call the cops after getting stuck in a shipping container on the hottest day ever in Belgium. So two drug smugglers smuggled a bunch of cocaine into Belgium. This happened on Wednesday, and they were inside of a metal shipping container, and they got stuck inside the container.
Oh, that's how you cook.
Hottest day ever in the history of Belgium. 104 degrees outside. And so, as you would imagine, inside of a metal shipping container, a little hotter.
So, do, you know, like here in America, when it's like the hottest day of the year, we love to be cheeky. We go and we like, oh, let's bake cookies in our car, or let's cook an egg on the street, or let's bake a pizza on the asphalt.
Uh-huh.
You think they tried to like make a waffle in that container? Hell yeah.
The cops, it took them 2 hours to find the guys inside of the shipping container port because, uh-huh, as you'd imagine, there was a lot of them. They said the guys were so hot inside the container, they were actually happy to be arrested for smuggling cocaine.
Wow.
Yeah. That's something.
That is, very rarely is anybody happy to be arrested, but...
Especially for smuggling cocaine. I mean, that's a pretty serious charge, right?
When do you think, what country do you think, if you had to pick a country, who's going to legalize cocaine first? Who is it going to be?
I mean, Amsterdam is the first thing that comes to mind.
For weed, yeah.
Yeah,
but I feel like Amsterdam's too laid back, though. I feel like that's why they legalized weed. I feel like you have to pick, you know, like a country that's going to, like, pitch you on some really bad business ideas, and that's already high strung. Like, I'm thinking, like, Estonia.
Estonia, okay.
Estonia, yeah, is one. Poker's over there. It's Wild West on the internet.
Sure, yeah.
Or maybe...
I can see Brazil going, hey, you know what? Let's legalize cocaine because it's already basically legalized because the drug lords down there.
Yeah.
Like, have you watched that Vice special on just how crazy the drug lords are in Brazil?
Insane.
Like, they'll throw these block parties because they just run the city.
Yeah.
And there was one not too long ago where the cops came in and tried to break it up, and they just get gunned down. They actually shot down a police helicopter.
At a party.
They were throwing this huge party, and a police helicopter started flying above it trying to gather information. They just shot it down. Like, that's... Brazil's nuts, man. It's crazy down there.
So maybe Brazil?
Maybe Brazil. Although I don't think that they need more cocaine.
Or Florida's just going to go rogue.
Yeah. Speaking of Florida, I'm glad that you brought that up. That's the other bad news today. Florida exists.
Still a state. Still a state. Still part of the U.S.
No, they spilled 252,700 gallons of raw sewage at a wastewater treatment facility in Seminole County. The incident was reported by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. The Seminole County?
Oh, after the tribes.
Yes,
gotcha.
Yes. They had a huge spill of over a quarter million gallons. The facility is privately owned.
Uh-huh.
They say drinking water not affected, but the spill did cause some environmental concerns. Yes, you spilled $250,000 of poop.
No, $250,000.
$250,000.
Yeah, $250,000.
I don't know if anyone.
How much is that worth?
I don't know if anyone would pay for the poop.
Yeah,
the release is ongoing, but has been contained on site of the facility. Cleanup actions are planned once the release has ceased.
Cool. So somehow Florida got even crappier.
Somehow.
Somehow.
Well, some good news today as well.
Oh, there is good news.
There is some good news. I had to double down on the bad news because it was necessary.
Oh, see, I thought you were doing double bad news.
Oh, just bad news?
In lieu of good news today.
No. Okay. In this case, an 87-year-old man in Montgomery County, Maryland, was playing with his two dogs on Monday evening when this incident occurred. It was about 2:30 p.m. The men went to retrieve The man went to retrieve a stick for his dogs at the edge of the river where he was hanging out near Little Falls Dam, and he became stuck.
Oh, no.
Knee deep in mud. The 87-year-old man tried to wriggle free, but only pushed himself deeper into the sludge.
Was his name Artex by chance?
Oh. For those of you that don't know, that's a reference to the never-ending story, and Artex drowns in the mud.
They strap that horse down for real.
Don't let the sadness. Oh, my God. The real story behind that is horrifying.
Horrible.
They had this platform, and they strapped all four of its hooves to the platform and actually lowered it down into the mud, which is why you get that real panicked look on the horse's face.
Yeah, because he's drowning
because
in mud.
Because he's actually drowning in mud.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, though, thankfully, the two dogs helped to save the 87-year-old man because they knew something was wrong. And so they ran up to the path and started barking at everyone. And quickly, somebody realized, hey, there's something wrong here. There's a couple of dogs just wildly barking at everyone that passes by.
Do you
by.
Think those dogs were really trying to save that dude? Or were they just like, they ran out to the path? They're like, oh, yeah!
We free, bitch!
He's dead! Woo! He's dead! We free!
We're gonna eat him!
Out.
We're gonna eat him as soon as he drowns in that mud. We're gonna eat his ass!
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
People walking by, there's something wrong with those dogs. We should go investigate.
Be cool. Dang it. Oh, yeah, no. We wanted to be rescued the whole time.
Yeah.
We love our 87-year-old master. Now, sure enough, they were able to pull him out of the mud. Everything's okay. Just fine, thanks to his dogs. X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Leave a message after the tone. Hey, I want to know if there's like a body part you wish you could take off for some reason. I don't know, like maybe take your head off and set it somewhere so you don't miss a show.
Message deleted.
That's why they have cell phones. Yeah. You just bring it with you. You watch everything on your phone.
Yeah, it's the mobile phone is far more convenient than leaving your head sitting somewhere. Because does the rest of your body still function without the head?
Yeah. I think that if I was a younger man who wasn't married and early in my life.
Oh, boy.
Making some decisions.
Oh, boy.
I would like to do the old King Missile. Very famous song.
Detachable penis is what he's talking about, folks. That's the King Missile.
Yeah, but like, you know, when you're going to go make some mistakes, when you're going to do some stupid stuff, when you're not going to think properly, just leave it at home.
Oh, so you're saying it's a safety precaution.
Yes.
Just take it off and... But what happens if you meet the love of your life that night? You're like, oh no.
We got to wait.
Like a Ken doll.
I feel like that everything else is pretty useful for the most part.
Yeah.
Like feet, arms, elbows.
I don't know. I feel like if you could just take off an arm and chuck it at somebody, though.
That would be cool.
Like beat somebody with your left arm, like you pop it off and poof. Use it like a bat.
Poof, poof, poof. Yeah, or if you're just really mad at somebody and you want to punch them in the face, but they're way across the bar, you just huck your arm at them.
You throw it like Joe Montana throws a football.
Yeah,
you like put a spiral on it.
Like a javelin.
Yeah.
Get a running start and launch that thing.
How high was that guy?
Right?
Right.
Yeah. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. I'm wondering if when he ever got his tacos or if Dave ever got a big whiff of his belly button.
Message deleted.
So, yeah, yesterday we were talking about two things. Both Mahoney and Ian said their belly buttons stink, and I smelled mine, and it smelled just fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then also
you
Mahoney...
smelled yours after, like, an hour of being up and freshly showered.
Yeah, and I know I promised to give it a hoof last night at 6 o'clock, which I did, but I also feel like it wasn't a real legit hoof because I felt so guilty yesterday about not going to the gym for several weeks after we were all body shaming each other and workout shaming each other that I went to the gym and I showered after that. So
okay. So you did it after you showered again.
Again, right? Yeah. I mean, it's several hours, but still.
Look at this guy not giving
a
damn about
the
environment. Oh, I got to smell good.
Not giving a damn about the environment.
Yeah, just wasting water.
No, it's covered in sweat.
It's a drought out there,
my friend. It's not a drought out there.
Have you not seen Lake Mead? Have you not seen Lake Mead?
You're saying I'm totally responsible for the water levels at Lake Mead falling
Dave's four showers a day.
A second shower. Answer the question. Do you eat Burger King tacos?
I didn't yet, but I'm going to today. I was working on...
On.
Yeah.
Well, mm-hmm. I wanted to do it live, Dave. I want to have a live stream. And I was busy working.
You want to have a live stream?
Yeah. I want to be authentic.
God, you're going to turn into a cam girl.
Yeah, you sound like a YouTuber right now.
They call them big, handsome men, Dave. Hello. I got to supplement my income somehow.
You got the big part down.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney is the most annoying person I've ever heard on the face of this earth. One of those kind of people you just want to beat the hell out of by the way he looks and sounds. Anyways, hope you guys have a great day.
Message deleted.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No argument?
Nothing. No, if I'm the most annoying person you've ever met in your life is privileged. Seriously. Oh, darn, I could turn the radio. Like, it's not like it's your mom or your brother or your wife or whoever it may be. It's some random voice on the radio that, may offend your delicate sensibilities.
Okay, that was me. That was me that called in. I changed my voice.
Was it?
Yeah. I can't just change the station, man.
Uh-huh.
I'm stuck in a room with you for 4 hours a day, Jesus.
Son of a bitch.
Take this arm off and beat you with it.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
How'd you lose an eye? Don't ask.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So Pennsylvania has finally decided that they are going to do the right thing and they are going to accept the CEO's money who offered to pay the outstanding lunch bills for a number of students. $22,000 is the total tab, which in the grand scheme of things is not really that much money considering that this school board first rejected the CEO's offer because they were demanding that the parents pay. They wanted to hold the parents accountable. And they were also threatening the parents, saying that if you don't pay these outstanding lunch bills, we're going to send your children to foster care. To which the foster care in Pennsylvania quickly said, that's not how it works, you idiots.
One of the dumbest things that I've ever seen just play out, there's a lot of really bad decisions made. There's a lot of really bad, quote-unquote, leaders out there. But the people who are in charge of this Pennsylvania school board,
Fire them all.
Because you know what? You're not thinking of the kids first. You're thinking of, this is a power play for me. No, we can't have a private business come in and pay the responsibility for these children. Helps kids, then do it.
Listen to the awful statement that they put out. So they said that they sincerely apologize on behalf of the school board. And again, this wasn't the actual school board themselves apologizing. This was representatives of the school board.
Uh-huh.
So people that they hired to represent them. It wasn't the intention of the district to harm or inconvenience any of the families of our school district. Hey, it's a bit more than an inconvenience when you're threatening to take my child away and put them in foster care because of a school lunch tab. Like, some of these families are having hard times, man. Like, especially if somebody wants to step up and plunk down the money,
yes. Like,
no harm, no foul community, by anybody.
Community, this is what
you look out for each
does.
Other, right?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a prime example. And yeah, like, I just could not fathom how tiny this guy's brain is, thinking that this was a good idea. And I just feel bad for anybody who lives in that district.
It just goes to show you that any amount of power can go to, like, you're on a school board in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Pipe down, Turbo. Like, you're not important. Stop it.
Yeah. Why are you there?
Stop bullying parents and kids.
We're gonna take your kids. That is some literal Gestapo nonsense.
It's ridiculous.
Stop it.
So a restaurant in South Carolina is trying to break a Guinness World Record by introducing $310 crab cakes. There's a restaurant called The Twist in Columbia, South Carolina. They have unveiled the seafood creation at an aim towards capturing the Guinness World Record for the most expensive crab cake.
Why don't you just price it like, hey, here's a normal crab cake and we're going to call it, it's a $10 billion.
Here is a dish that features black truffles and is encrusted with edible platinum. Who wants to eat platinum?
Yeah, nobody. It doesn't taste good.
No. I've wasted so much platinum trying to get it right, said the chef. The crab cake was a secret menu item for about a year prior to its unveiling and was only served to two people. Walker said part of the proceeds from the crab cake orders will be donated to All Stars, a charity Walker founded to benefit local teachers. That part I like.
I do like that part, but also...
what portion of the proceeds? Anytime that they're like, a portion of the proceeds, well, I'm like,
that's that $10.
Like $1 out of the... Yeah, out of the $310, how much is it?
A wooden nickel that you got going on there. You know, if you're going to go for the most expensive piece of food, stop throwing gold and then, it comes with a Bentley with it. No, man. Like, just man up and say, this crab cake that I bought from Albertsons, it's going to cost you $17,000.
I know that you're kind of hating on it right now. I could see you ordering one of these.
No, I wouldn't order
if you
that.
If you ever hit a bonus or something like that. Not that we'd ever get a ratings bonus, but if we did.
I love crab cakes.
Yeah.
But I would not pay for gold on something like that. I want just give me good quality crab meat and we're in.
What's the most that you would ever spend on a meal? We were talking about yesterday how much you love eating.
Yeah.
How much is the most that you'd spend on a meal?
I spent it recently, and it was on our, like, you know, pseudo honeymoon, my wife and I, and it was $700. It was a $500. Yeah, I know. It was a $500 meal, which was insane, but it's at, like, a Michelin-ish star restaurant. And then the service was so good, the guy was so good that, like...
You gave him a $200 tip?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he was really good, you know, and I was feeling... I was drinking that evening.
Oh, you had feel a little saucy?
No, feeling I just had himself. A lot of water. I was very hydrated. Here you go, buddy.
I had to pee. I just had to get out of there. Here's $200. Leave me alone. So there is a petition to move Halloween to the last Saturday of October. It's picking up some steam, and you like this, right, Mahoney?
I mean, look, kids, let them... Like, this is so much better. For kids, and again, it's a holiday for kids for the most part.
Got a text about this. Somebody very upset with you for wanting to support this petition. What the hell, Mahoney? The Halloween petition is crap. There have been a lot of people that have purposefully had weddings on October 31st so they can have a Halloween wedding. Not to mention the pagan holidays associated with Halloween. Not to mention the huge amounts of people who work non-traditional schedules. I'm a nurse. Don't always have Saturdays off. Just leave Halloween alone, or next thing you know, people are going to want to move every holiday to a weekend day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Every holiday or a Friday. Let's move them all to a Friday so we get all 3-day weekends. How about that? That's an even better idea.
Yeah, the worst is when, like this year with the 4th of July, it falls
Thursday?
In the middle of the week and you're like...
Or Wednesday.
So you get Wednesday off, or, you know, it was Thursday this week.
So you get Thursday,
so you get Thursday off, but then you have to come back to work on Friday and nothing actually gets done. It's just a big waste of time for everyone.
And also, here's the thing. When it comes to calendars, it's all made up. Yeah. Time, all relative. You know, for years, like... The multiple calendars that we used for so many centuries until Julius Caesar came around and just decided, oh, we're going to change how the calendars work because we didn't account for something. Like, there are all... That's the thing. It's all just made up.
Yeah.
Time doesn't really mean anything. Like, that's why birthdays don't really mean anything. Oh, cool. This is where the Earth's position was to a sun, you know, this time last
that's
year.
That's really hurtful, man. I just... Enjoyed my whole birthday month, and I thought it was a great time.
Well, I can't wait for this month to be over.
Oh, because your birthday's at the end of this month?
Yeah.
Birthday's coming up in a couple of days. Mahoney hates his birthday. Let's all celebrate.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
So your wedding only matters because it's on a certain day. Is that also what you're saying? I think that's what you're saying.
I want to play the fifth on this one. I don't know if my wife's listening right now.
Not you. I'm saying that person. Not you.
It's Felon. Famous.
Sometimes I'll just put nuts in my mouth and not even chew them.
Or feline?
Do we not even know the name of our own game?
I thought it was famous felon or feline. Is it felon famous or feline?
What's the F's are here? There. Don't worry. It's not like we've ever changed that sweep.
Uh-huh.
All right. Jessica joining us this morning. Hey, Jess. How you doing?
Hey, morning, guys.
I understand that you are a proud cat owner. Is that right?
That's right.
And you have a humongous cat?
Yeah, well, he's 14 pounds. He's long. That's what the vet said, because I was worried. I was like, he looks kind of big. And he's like, he's not fat. He's long.
He's long.
You didn't take any offense when somebody said you had a fat cat, though?
No. I just said whatever.
Is your cat living its best life?
Oh, yes. He's my actual kid, basically.
You're a cat mom? All right, so here's how this works. I've got a total of 5 crimes, so you're a bit of a detective today. You're trying to figure out if these crimes were committed by a famous person, a felon, or a feline. Simple enough.
All right.
You get 3 out of 5. You're going to win today.
Sounds cool.
Crime number 1. A criminal was detained by Russian police after they were intercepted by attempting to smuggle a cell phone and charger into a Russian prison. The prison guard spotted the items taped to the belly of the criminal while they were attempting to quietly climb the prison fence. The criminal was apprehended and held at the prison. Is that a famous person that did that? A felon that did that? Or a feline?
I'm going to just go with instinct and say that somebody actually taped it to the cat and say feline.
You're right.
Wow.
On the board with 1, Jess.
Wow.
Not easy, but you nailed it. On to number two, crime number two.
Is it easier to strap it to a...
a person?
I was going to say, strap it to a cat's stomach. Like, I've seen videos of people trying to dress their cats.
Nope.
I can't imagine that was an easy endeavor, but if anything, if any place that was happening, Russia would be the place.
All right, just give him a little shot of vodka first and tape it on him.
Vodka.
Give him some vodka, you come back.
We do not smuggle anything in our butts here in Russia.
You no. deliver this and I will give you 32 rubles, cat. All right, here we go. Crime number two. One criminal was so overwhelmed by their love of men's undergarments that they broke into residential houses to steal socks and underpants. The total number of items that were stolen? 12 pairs of underwear. The socks estimated to be around 40. As a form of apology, signs were posted on the garments in hopes of returning them to their owners. This actually happened in New Zealand. Was that a famous person that was breaking into houses to steal dudes' underwear? Was that a felon that was doing it? Or, once again, a feline?
I'm going to say feline.
Two for two, Jess. Whoa. I mean, unbelievable. Great job.
I mean, no, because no person in their right mind
Nobody
wants
ever.
To steal dudes' underwear.
You hear all the time about guys stealing.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Nobody wants used socks. Yeah.
Nasty.
Nasty as hell.
I mean,
man.
Like, I would rather lick the pavement than wear somebody else's socks.
Yeah. Why do they sell those? At thrift stores. Used socks.
They use socks, yeah.
No, they don't.
Yes, they
Yeah, they
do.
Sell used socks. They sell used underwear.
Yeah, and underwear,
no,
too.
No.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
At
no.
thrift stores?
Oh, yeah.
I swear.
Yeah. Really?
Definitely, yeah. man. I was at Goodwill yesterday.
All right. On to crime number three. You can win it right here. This criminal was apprehended at a Florida beauty shop. Closing up for the night, employees entered the bathroom to find the perp. They reportedly refused to leave, ruined a bowl of hair glue, and attacked the employee that found them. Police arrived, and the perp resisted arrest. Was that a famous person? Was that a felon? Or was that a feline?
I want to say feline.
Feline? I like how you're sticking with it.
Yeah,
unfortunately, though, no, that's incorrect. That was a famous person. That was rapper Foxy Brown.
Oh, wow. Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown. What the hell are you doing? You ruined a bowl of hair glue, and then you attacked the employee?
She got tased in the parking lot by police after.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
Wow.
Foxy. Going
Foxy.
Crazy.
What are you doing, girl?
Some people are serious about their... salons, I guess.
Yeah, getting that weave done. All right, here we go.
Hair glue. Oh,
they use that for a weave, right?
I don't. I mean,
yeah, for like,
I mean,
like a wig or a weave or something like that. Yeah.
Toupee.
Oh, glue the toupee
or
on.
A merkin, whatever you may be. Yeah. Whatever tickles your fancy.
All right, you got two out of the five, so you need to get one more correct out of these next two for the victory. Again, Cake and Ben Folds together September 10th over the Joint Inside the Hard Rock. Crime number four: a string of home invasions. And attacks sparked a crime hunt in the Swedish town of Piete. The perp was stealing food and attempting to fight residents in the area. Things got so bad that locals created search groups in hopes of finding the perp and stopping the abuse. They were eventually apprehended by local police.
Is that a famous person, a felon, or a feline?
Where was this at? What country?
Sweden. Stealing food, attempting to fight residents in the area. Things got so bad that they created search groups in hopes of tracking down the perp and stopping the abuse.
All right. I'm gonna go on a whim and say feline again.
Yep.
I like your strategy.
Yeah.
I like your
All
strategy.
All felines. Yeah, that was a cat named Oscar. So congratulations to you, Jessica. Being a cat mom has just earned you some tickets to Cake and Ben Folds. Could you see your cat doing any or all three of these things?
I'm going to have to say yeah. I mean, pretty smart.
Does your cat have a name?
His name's Patches.
Patches? Has Patches ever had a shout out on the radio before?
Oh, no.
No? All right, well, this is the first time.
All right.
Hope you have a good day, Patches.
What up, Patches?
And you too, Jessica. Congratulations to you.
KXTEFM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
We're doing birthdays and high school football scores next, Dave.
I mean, we just played famous felon or feline. Like, I feel it's an appropriate time to give a shout out to Patches. By the way, Patches, great name for a cat.
I feel like it's every cat USA, man.
Oh, you son of a bitch. How dare you?
I'd name a cat George.
You would.
Actually, name it Dave.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So here's one for you. Lots of twists and turns in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Is Diddy dating Steve Harvey's daughter?
Really?
Diddy and Steve Harvey's 22-year-old daughter were out and about again on Wednesday in New York City, this time in matching outfits.
Well, they were kind of matching. They weren't wearing, like, the same exact. They were just similar colored items.
I think they coordinated, though.
They look coordinated. They had, like, the striped shorts, the same type of shirts on. Like, it looked coordinated. Okay. Sources close to Diddy shot down rumors back in March saying they're not a couple, saying Lori's just a family friend and that's it. These family friends have traveled the country, showing up at Nobu in Malibu just last week, and then a reggae festival in March in Miami. Now, here is where the really strange twist comes in. It's not that it's Steve Harvey's daughter.
Yeah.
Because Diddy, how old's Diddy?
Diddy is 49 years old.
49 years old.
Okay, so more than twice her age.
Yeah, 22 years old for the girl. She dated Justin Combs, who is Diddy's son, last year.
I can't imagine that he would date, like, so Diddy, not a traditionally handsome man.
No, he's fairly
He's no
ugly.
Blair Underwood, I'll say that much.
Yeah.
Weird face.
But
he does have a weird face.
He does.
Always looks surprised. Yeah. He just smelled something
but
bad.
But he's super rich. He's not going to date somebody his son dated. There's
you
no way.
You wouldn't think.
Really? No way.
But why are they traveling the country
maybe
together?
Maybe they're just together. They are legitimately family friends.
Yeah.
What'd she call him, uncle or something? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I think of, like, family friends.
I don't know. I'm not getting a super weird vibe from this. I just don't. My spidey senses aren't tingling on this one. I could be wrong, and I'll admit if I'm wrong down the road, I just don't think this is the case. I feel like Diddy's, you know, doing his own thing, not dating a chick his daughter or his son did.
Most 49-year-old dudes that I know don't hang out with 22-year-old chicks and go shopping
but
together.
You're not a billionaire, man.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
Okay, you're right. I'm not a billionaire.
I loaned you money a couple weeks ago.
Shh. It's supposed to be a secret. I have a gambling problem. No, but I mean, what do you have in common with a 22-year-old girl if you're a 49-year-old guy?
She dated
Very
his
little.
Son.
Oh.
She comes from a rich family. Her dad is Steve Harvey. It's two very successful men in entertainment.
Have either of you hung out with your ex's parents after you guys broke up?
No.
Exactly.
But I feel like we're not rich, so we don't.
What does that have to do with anything?
It changes things.
No,
man,
it doesn't.
It does. It's a whole different world that we can't understand.
Tom Brady has dreams of becoming a fashion designer. The NFL star, who is 42 years old, announced a new partnership with a Swiss luxury brand, IWC Schaffhausen, in late June after previously serving as a brand ambassador for Tag Heuer. As part of the new role, the Patriots quarterback did an interview, said, "I've been collecting watches for 22 years and it's been a very expensive habit, but it's a very fun one and I appreciate the beauty of it. I'm just learning more all the time." He also said he doesn't know what the future holds when somebody brought up the idea of him being a fashion designer. "I have several things in the works that I can't talk about right now. I don't know if they'll come to fruition, but I'm excited to find something to challenge me in my second career. I'm just not sure when that'll happen."
I'm not mad at this. I think Tom Brady can do, I mean, he's proven so many critics wrong. I'm not even like, I was never a fan of Tom Brady as like, you know, as a Patriot, whatever, you know, you kind of hate playing against him, especially if you've got a team in the AFC. But I think he's got a pretty good outlook on life. I like Tom Brady in the fact that, like, seems like a cool, normal guy, considering he's the almost all-time winning quarterback in Super Bowls, probably, you know, without a doubt, going into the Hall of Fame 100%.
I mean, as far as the likable quarterbacks out there, like, he's never had any real scandal. He seems like he's a pretty happy, grounded family guy.
He's not a Jay Cutler or a
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. I mean, think of who's a contemporary of his. I mean, what is it, Ben Roethlisberger and Eli Manning are probably the two closest?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of Super Bowls.
Sure.
You know, modern era, you know, I mean, you go back and you Montana, Bradshaw, all that sort of stuff. But Brady's a pretty likable guy all the way around, and he's married to the world's most successful model.
She makes more than him.
Yes.
Isn't that hilarious?
And I think he'll be a success.
If Tom Brady put out an $800 Tom Brady designed leather jacket, Bossy Rossi would for sure buy it, right?
Without a doubt. Yeah. But I hate, the one thing I do hate is that he is just perfect. His hand, he's just like, his face is like just chiseled out of granite.
You have too much, you dip too deep into the pool. Like, save some for the rest of us, man. Yeah. You're handsome. You're athletically gifted. At 42 years old, you're still out there slinging the ball around like nobody's business. You're winning Super Bowls all over the place. Like,
and I feel like fashion's such a, you know, it's a world that, like, anybody can who's rich and connected can kind of, like, succeed in.
Can break into.
You know, like, when Lauren Conrad from The Hills becomes, like, one of the top designers out there.
It's when just Jessica, like, Simpson is a top designer, and you're like, what? How on earth do you have
She didn't know what tuna was.
I want Brady and Belichick to collab on
a hoodie?
A
sleeveless
that
hoodie?
That would be awesome.
Streetwear? You know that is gonna be fire.
So Zach Baggins from Ghost Adventures has bought the Marilyn Manson murder house.
The Marilyn Manson murder house? Oops,
the Charles Manson murder house.
You know something we don't know?
Oh, no.
Marilyn Manson and Nicolas Cage have been killing people for years.
Okay.
No, the Charles Manson murder house. And it doesn't really seem like for that much money. I mean, it was up for sale for $1.98 million. And he decided that he wanted to go after it and purchase it. Ian's all into this because him and his girlfriend have been down here at the Manson murder house before and made out on the property like
Both
creeps.
Why would you do that?
It's history, man. It's awesome.
That's so creepy. Like, were you one of those dudes in high school who would go to a cemetery and, like, walk around with your chick?
Yeah, actually.
Of course you are.
God, don't judge me.
Have you ever had sex in a cemetery?
Of course I have.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So the question that we have for you today is, what conspiracy theory do you believe? There's a lot of them out there, right? And with the advent of the internet, and especially YouTube, we were able to put together what seemed like legit reports on things without actually fact-checking all the things that you're saying. You can put together a pretty convincing piece by just throwing a bunch of people in there that you label as experts, and people will buy it hook, line, and sinker.
Also, just make a YouTube video and use a deep-sounding guy, with a deep-sounding voice.
Yep.
And next thing you know, you're trending worldwide.
Jennifer joining us this morning. What's your conspiracy theory that you believe?
Okay, so it's my daughter. My daughter's 18, and she believes that all mattress firms are money laundering schemes.
I've heard about this.
Everywhere. And there's no one ever in them.
So specifically mattress firm or all mattress stores?
She believes it's just mattress firm because she works right next door at a Cold Stone. And there was never anyone in there. But they're always advertising stuff. And they're everywhere. There was one in her parking lot. There was one across the street. She's like, they're everywhere.
So, I mean,
it's something she 100% believes.
Dave and I have been endorsers of Mattress Firm over the years.
In the past, yeah.
And I will say it was one of the best accounts that we've ever had.
Yeah.
As far as.
But,
legitimately, like, they, you have like to they think, get
though,
radio.
That Mattress Firm, though, I mean, their only real expense is advertising. And then you think about those stores that nobody's ever in, right? But all they have is normally one employee that's working at that store. They're normally commission-based anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And so what does it really cost them other than the product? And then the markup on mattresses has got to be through the roof, right?
Yeah.
What does it actually cost them to make one of those mattresses versus what they sell it for? And, you know, they sell you on the fact that it's, you know, you spend so much time in bed. And
it's hypoallergenic.
But a good mattress does make a big difference.
I agree. So, 100%.
I think they are money launderers, but not in the way that we think. Not in the illegal way. They just got us, man.
Well,
there's no way around it. We have to sleep.
We asked them about, why there's a mattress firm. Like when we were living down in Houston, why is there a mattress firm living
on every corner?
Yeah, across from another mattress firm. Because they said if somebody has to make an extra turn, they're less likely to go in. They're less likely to go there if they have to make a left turn instead of a right turn. And if we don't pick up that spot, one of our competitors will.
And if you think about, you know, like opening a new McDonald's or something like that across the street, it's a huge expense.
Yep.
But again, a mattress firm is basically just a shell of a building. There's nothing in it. You just throw a bunch of mattresses in there and one employee, it essentially just runs itself. Like, there's not a huge overhead that comes with having a store on every corner.
But if I were to get into the money laundering business, I would 100% open up my own mattress store. Would Mahoney's you? Mattresses.
Mahoney's Mattresses. Thank you for the call today. We appreciate it.
Tell me you don't want to lay down on a Mahoney mattress.
Oh, boy.
And for whatever reason, it's Tempur-Pedic. It's got a nice like layer of hair that just tickles the skin as you lay down into it.
Oh, God. Sorry for that, Jennifer.
Enjoy
your weekend. Thanks. All right. This one coming to us on the text line at 73100. The Titanic didn't sink. It was the sister ship Olympic as part of an insurance scam.
Really?
I've never even heard that one before.
I've never. That's a brand new one for me.
Right? They did just run right into an iceberg, though. It's like, come on, guys.
But you know,
maybe it's intentional.
You know, the vast majority of iceberg, the part of it is under there. Have you not seen those motivational memes? You know, it's like what they see, what we're really all about.
This one also texted over. I don't believe we could have gotten to the moon in the amount of time it took to get there. The moon distance is 239,000 miles away. The shuttle didn't look like it was going fast enough when it took off.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
It's not the whole like movie studio and they were just trying to beat the Russians in the space race. No, it's eyeballed it, man. It didn't look like it was going fast enough. 239,000 miles. That's a good clip.
Never heard of gravity before.
It's tricky, man.
When you get away from it, it's amazing how fast you can go.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what conspiracy theory do you buy into? Over on Facebook, Brianna said that Tupac is still alive. I know it's not true, but wishful thinking it could be. Have you guys heard the conspiracy theory about Paul McCartney?
It was a fake mustache. Paul is dead.
Yeah.
Paul's dead. He's been dead for years. They just brought somebody in. This is back before the whole thing with John happened.
Yeah.
And they brought in somebody that looks like him, and this guy has been an imposter since the 60s.
Yep.
For Paul, and he's been dead the whole time.
I mean, there's no way that Paul McCartney is dead because the amazing music that he put out during the late 70s and early 80s with Wings, oh my God, just some of the best music I've ever come across in my few short years on this planet.
Sure.
Joe, like Wings? Live and Let Die?
No, you said the few short years you've lived on this planet.
The few short years I have left to live.
To live. That makes more sense. Yeah. Jacob said the JFK conspiracy theory, I think, is the most realistic, in my opinion, because at the end of the day, there's nothing paranormal about it.
No, I mean, the there was a second shooter. 100%. 100% a second shooter. Back and to the left. I mean, like that is one. I 100% think it was either our government or it was the Russian government. But I think it was our government in conjunction with the Russian government that did that one.
Do you believe in all the alien spacecraft crashes? No. The whole thing that happened in Roswell, the ranch in Utah. So there's a family that's based here in Las Vegas, the Bigelow family, which has a lot of money. The guy that owned
Deuce,
not Deuce.
Deucey.
No, but the guy, the dad, he started, I think it was AmeriSuites or one of those like extended suites places,
okay. And
made a ton of money off that. But they have a whole aerospace plant in North Las Vegas where they're trying to develop the first like hotel for outer space.
Really?
But they have this fascination, like all billionaires do, with outer space. Like Jeff Bezos, his whole thing with his billions of dollars is he's, you know, wants to get into the space race. Just like every other billionaire that has a fascination with outer space.
Richard Branson, Jeff Bezos,
Elon Musk,
Lance Bass.
All the great minds and thinkers of our time.
All the great entrepreneurs
but
of the 20th century.
The story about the Bigelow family is that there was a crash of a UFO supposedly in Utah, and it became like a foot race between this billionaire and the U.S. government, where he swooped in, got there before the government, purchased the property where this UFO had supposedly gone down, and still to this day, there's armed guards around the perimeter of this ranch in Utah that he purchased at a moment's notice because supposedly a UFO crashed there.
I don't believe it. No, here's why. Because if you have...
You don't believe that he purchased the land or there's still armed guards there?
No, I don't believe that there's aliens there.
Oh, okay.
It's called Skinwalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch, yep.
Ballard, Utah. Wow.
So here's why. If you can master intergalactic space travel, because it's not just like going to the moon, which is, you know, hundreds of thousands of miles away at this point, or going to another planet that's millions of miles away. You have to go probably light years to get to another planet that has sustainable life.
But if you're a billionaire, and let's say you're Jeff Bezos and you're the richest man in the world, arguably, you've kind of conquered life here, right? Because most people are in the rat race.
I get you're gonna go to space. Cool. Yeah. That's where we're going as a race, as the human species. We have to go spread our garbage to the rest of the universe. But here's why I don't believe aliens exist and they're not crash landing here on Earth. Because, like I said, if you can master interdimensional or intergalactic space travel,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna like crash into just the ground on Earth. You've got autopilot, man. Like, we've got cars that drive themselves, and if you could travel light years, you're not going to crash into an open field in the middle of Utah.
How do you know, man?
You got autopilot.
No, it's like the end of, it's like when you were driving across the country going to Houston, you know, you drove 36 hours straight and you're all fueled up on Monster Energy.
You hit a button and it goes and it's automatic. You got autopilot. I guarantee you they have autopilot. Aliens, if they exist, have autopilot, which I believe in aliens and intelligent life out there. They're just not coming here.
Listen, this, the Bigelow building, this one just got texted over to us, is out by Martin Luther King and Cheyenne, and it's all fenced off, barbed wire, armed guards, the whole lot of it.
So switch.
Just, yeah, you're right.
Because switch is important, man.
Yeah,
like, there's
all
the data
the porn.
There. That's where Pornhub's based.
That's right.
That's the only thing.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So I didn't know that there was an Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory. Turns out there absolutely is.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and so
I haven't heard this one.
I went to Google the Avril Lavigne conspiracy theory, and I wasn't pulling it up right away. Uh-huh. And so I was typing out Avril Lavigne, and I was typing out conspiracy, and the first thing it auto-populated with was Avril Lavigne constipated, which I thought was pretty funny.
Is there a song that she sang?
I don't think so.
Why you gotta be so constipated?
Yeah. No, the rumor is that she died in 2003 and was replaced by a clone named Melissa. There's a Brazilian fan page, I guess, that originally came up with the theory.
Okay.
And the theory claims that Lavigne, struggling with fame at the beginning of her career, began using a body double named Melissa. At some point, though, the real Lavigne is said to have died, so the record company replaced her with Melissa full-time.
Oh, no.
Proof has included Avril Lavigne's red carpet shots, Lavigne wearing trouser, Melissa prefers dresses and skirts, and the supposed difference between the facial features of pre-2003 Lavigne and the current incarnation.
I don't know if they would go through all the trouble to keep Avril Lavigne going.
Right? Yeah, it's like, whatever. Like, yeah, that sucks.
You know who had a body double who looked just like him? Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
That dude had a body double. Like, yep. Look that stuff up. I mean, that's some craziness. Like, I get if you're like a horrible dictator. Yes. But Avril Lavigne, you know, what is Skater Boy? You know, when you're writing such prolific lyrics that will go down, obviously, in the laurels of history, like Skater Boy, I don't know.
Although, to be fair, if there was going to be one celebrity that would be totally duped by some rando named Melissa instead of the real celebrity and marry them, it would be Chad Kroeger.
Yes, exactly.
Eric, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on?
What's the conspiracy theory that you believe?
There's something weird going on in Hollywood and Washington. Like, there's some sort of connection. We got president or actors trying to be president. We got an actor as a president. You know, there's just some fishy, you know. Not to mention, like, this dude ASAP got arrested in Sweden. How can Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, I'm going to go talk to the president and see if they can get him released. Who the hell do they think they are? Like, come on.
So you think that there is a conspiracy between Hollywood and the government because of Donald Trump being president?
No, just not just because of Donald Trump. Just years and years of seeing stuff on TV and just,
Reagan was an actor as well.
Oh, yeah, this is all starting to make sense. Yeah.
Reagan was an actor.
Yeah.
I mean, do you think that it's like it's one big show that's being put on for us, that's being produced?
It's kind of like the Truman Show.
Kind of. This
is all just one big facade.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised like that them up there are literally watching us like literally like publicity.
Yeah.
Yes. They're literally watching us. Oh, it's an experiment.
Eric, like, can I ask you a personal question?
Uh-huh.
How much weed do you smoke in a given week?
Half ounce.
Oh, man.
Half an
ounce.
Wow.
My man. Wow. Living your best life, Eric. Well, we appreciate you listening
to the call,
and sharing that.
Better than doing the other stuff.
No, for sure. Yeah,
100%, my friend.
Yeah.
And keep an eye out there.
Yep.
They could be watching.
Yep. You're onto something. All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, man.
The birds are drones. Birds are drones.
There was a guy that we had on earlier this week. I mean, a clip of him talking about how the government simultaneously murdered 12 billion birds and replaced them all with drones.
I wouldn't even be mad if they did.
Oh, my God.
I would not. I'd be like, I'm glad that, I'm like, wait, you can't fix a pothole, but you can kill 12 billion birds
all at the same time. Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Good. What do you believe?
Okay, I do believe that JFK is a conspiracy, but not by governments. It was mob hits on him and his brother. because if you look at all the mob connections, Traficante out of Miami was trying to do deals with the Cube with Fidel Castro, and the Kennedys shut that down. RFK was hell-bent on going after the mob and doing all of that. So there was plenty, and Jack Ruby actually worked for a mob-fronted casino or a mob front, and Lee Harvey Oswald did as well. So there's just too much that says that the mob was involved. Plus, they were caught on tape saying, boy, you know, we got to kill this guy, you know, which kind of gives you...
That's a bit of a smoking gun. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
I'd never heard that the mob connection for JFK before, but that's interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, man.
This is one I believe, too, and I don't know if anybody else does. We got an anonymous post to our Facebook page. He said, I'm not a hardcore tinfoil and gay frogs conspiracy nut, but I think it's possible that Flight 93 was shot down. Hear me out. I was stationed with a dude that happened to be stationed on the East Coast during 9/11. This dude was top-notch, top-notch by-the-line kind of military guy. One day we were talking about where we were and what we were doing during 9/11. He said he was manning alert jets when planes hit the towers, so they scrambled their jets, quote unquote, just in case. Apparently their jets were tasked to get eyes on Flight 93. I jokingly asked something about them shooting it down. Dude just eyeballed me with the dead eye look in his face and said, I ain't saying nothing, but I know those jets went up with two missiles and only came down with one.
If that came out as true,
I would not be shocked.
It's a well-known fact that they scrambled the jets and those jets had carte blanche to shoot down anything that appeared a threat. I mean, if you would think about how additionally devastating it would be if that plane had made it to the White House, which is where supposedly it was targeted. I can see why they would shoot it down.
Yeah.
It would be catastrophic that they would admit that, because
they'll never admit that.
It's the government shooting down
an American
plane full of American citizens, which is horrific.
Yes.
But at the same time, it wouldn't surprise me, considering that all of the rules kind of went out the window.
What was at stake? Everything was the Wild West at that moment. Nobody knew what was going on. You know, certainly, you know, in our lives, probably one of the most, you know, as a nation,
the craziest day that we've ever lived through.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
in our lifetime,
as a nation, you know, there's been many, many tragedies throughout the, you know, the country since then. October 1 here in Las Vegas, one of the most tragic days ever. But
9/11 was something where nobody knew what was happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Chance, what's up, man?
All right, so the too long to read essentially is Google and 23andMe are another one of the DNA testing that are working together essentially to make like an age reversing kind of serum or something. So they'll collect your data now, they'll see where you're kind of at, and then essentially once you get older, they'll sell it back to you for buku bucks because they have all that data.
I wish that was true, because I would pay for it. Certainly, but I think it's more just I 100% the government thinks that the government is using 23andMe and Ancestry.com to just figure out all these links between people and how everybody's connected and so on and so forth, and also creating a giant DNA database to, you know, if anybody
just control.
Yeah.
Just control. Information is power.
Yeah.
So the people that have this information.
If you had everybody's DNA on the planet, you know, I mean, that changes the game, certainly. Yeah.
And also, like, do you have, like, the capability of being an evil mastermind at that point? Like, could you fake crimes and just put people's DNA in places where they weren't? Sure you could.
Hell yeah. I mean, how many times, there's a lot of crazy stuff. Even look at that Jeffrey Epstein stuff going on right now. That guy's got a lot of rich and powerful friends. And, you know, next thing you know, he turns up in a jail, you know, seconds away from
death. Almost getting beaten to death. Yeah. All right, Chance. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you. Going to our Facebook page, have you ever spent any time looking at the airport in Denver and how weird it is? So Erica said the Denver International Airport is the secret headquarters for the Illuminati.
Wouldn't be in Denver.
Elena said the Illuminati, that ish has to be real. I mean, there's definitely others, I believe, but the Illuminati being real would explain so much. There's nothing you could ever tell me that would make me not believe it.
Isn't there? Don't you kind of wish in a way that there was, you know, because you look at all politicians across both sides of the aisle and, you know, anybody who's in like an elected position for the most part, and we just go, damn, these people are just
so stupid.
How are you?
Don't like, you wish that there was some secret society
super
that was
smart,
really, really smart, like the Ivy League of the Ivy League.
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't too evil. They were just evil enough.
Where just want to make money.
They were out for themselves. Yeah. But no, it's just like a bunch of dumb politicians that want to get laid and eat lobster.
And that's what Denver's airport is. It's not the Illuminati. It's like, didn't the mayor or somebody had owned a bunch of land out there? That's why they moved it out there.
So if you've ever flown into Denver, you realize it's a huge pain in the ass because it's like 45 minutes away from downtown Denver. And it's exactly what you said. It was the mayor's family that owned this huge plot of land that was very inconvenient to downtown. But they were like, hey, we should put the airport here.
We could expand it out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But all the artwork and stuff in the Denver airport.
Well, they're even playing into it now.
Yeah.
At this point, you know, they're like closed for, you know, Illuminati renovations and aliens.
They actually sang that?
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. Yeah.
Denver don't give a damn, man. No, they're all hot.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So a little while back, I went and saw a movie, and right before the previews, I got a nice big surprise. I got a giant Dave and Mahoney on the screen. Wow! Yeah, what a surprise. Man, you guys are good on the big screen. Woo! Daddy lie! Yeah! Woo! I like so much, I forgot what the hell movie I saw. I was just so excited. I'm going to go to the movies tonight. Yeah!
Message deleted.
First off, dude, where have you been? Not nearly enough voicemails from you. That is my favorite voicemail caller. Or at least top five for sure.
Yeah.
But as far as us being at the movies, it's funny that you mentioned that because somebody else just sent me a thing where they tagged the show and me saying, hey, you guys there's a preview before the previews, and one of the commercials that they're running is for you guys.
I think that's at the Palms, right?
I think it's at the Palms, yeah.
I don't even remember shooting what video. I'm curious what it looks like.
I'm sure it's terrible.
Probably.
Yeah.
We probably
from years ago.
Was I thin or was I fat? We could date it by that.
Somewhere in between.
Somewhere in between. Yeah. It was a
transition year. You're transitioning.
Was it a transition? Yeah. You know what's creepy though? So you know how you go into a movie theater and you're like, you know, you see all the pre-show stuff and commercials and promos for stuff like our show or whatever it may be, like coming up. I was in a theater where none of that happened, and it was 1,000 times more creepy when it was just silence. I was like, I need, if I'm in a movie theater, I need there to be stimulation.
Give me the Coca-Cola quiz. Yes. Jennifer Aniston first starred in what TV show? I don't know. Oh, a real burner of a question.
It wasn't Friends. It wasn't.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday to each and every one of you. So, question, when was the last time that any of you guys actually looked through a Playboy magazine?
Message deleted.
Like a physical, actual Playboy magazine in my hands.
Could not tell you.
I would have to go back, man, we're talking 15, 20 years almost at this point.
Yeah.
To the, I believe it was either the, actually, okay, that's not true. So the actual magazine, that is true. I would say they had the, I think it was like, not China, but it was Sable from the WWE.
Yeah.
That was probably the last physical magazine I saw. And I think I saw not a physical copy of it, but I saw the Ariane Celeste from UFC photos that they put out a couple years ago. But that wasn't like, I didn't like buy a magazine. I never saw a magazine.
Okay, let me broaden it. When's the last time either of you held a magazine and actually read it?
A flight.
I still get magazines in the mail.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I purchased the Lindsay Lohan Playboy, actually. That was the last one I had.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I still have it, if either of you guys want it.
No, I'm good.
I'd like
it's in pristine condition,
that.
I swear.
Uh-huh.
I swear.
Uh-huh.
I'll pick up a Golf Digest if my my phone's dying.
Yeah. I always, the only place I'll ever buy a magazine is at the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, I'm going to read this on the plane. I never read it on the plane. Just play Candy Crush the whole time.
I do like, that's the thing. I do like magazines. You know, when I do like flip through them, I'm like, oh, you know, if they're well produced. But it's just a thing that's gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah. Hey, I'm wondering what you guys do there when you get in a bad mood or you get in a funk. What do you do for a pick-me-up? I really want a serious answer to this question. I'd appreciate it.
Message deleted.
What do you do to get out of a funk? What do you do, Mahoney?
Eat.
Eat? That helps you feel better?
No, but I like to pretend that it does.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what will boost your self-confidence. I did this yesterday. I went down to the DMV. Spent a couple hours down at the DMV yesterday. Yeah. And I'll tell you this much. You know, I have made some really big mistakes in my time as a person on this planet.
Yeah.
But after spending an hour or two in the DMV, I'm very, very happy with my body image. I'm very happy with my life choices. I'm like, wow, I'm actually not doing that bad.
Go to the DMV or Walmart. You'll feel like $1 million.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Sometimes you just got to steal some dentures and go see your probation officer. That's exactly what one woman did in Indiana. She went to the probation officer's office on Monday. Unfortunately, she had stolen teeth in when she did it. Can you think of a grosser thing to steal than somebody else's dentures and put them in your mouth?
Custom fit
to your gums.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they could tell that they weren't hers, because they were just clanking around.
Sticking around like those ones that used to shoot out back in the day. You know what I'm talking about? Like from the Goonies, Data?
Yes.
The little spring-loaded.
So a probation officer who met with her said that she noticed she was wearing a set of pearly whites, which, quote, may have been stolen teeth. Officials spoke to Childers about the alleged denture theft. The sheriff said that while speaking with Childers, deputies saw the dentures in plain view inside of her home, and they were reportedly labeled with the alleged victim's name on it, who had reported that her dentures were stolen. She has been charged with theft, according to officials, who added that the dentures were recovered.
For a
bitch, you stole my teeth!
And they still got my name on them.
For a good pair of dentures, dude, this is a felony. This is 100% a felony.
How much are dentures?
For a good pair, you're looking in the upper ranges of
$5,000.
$5,000? For a really good pair of dentures.
Wow.
They can go even higher than that, but for a good pair, $5,000 for kind of bottom of the barrel, you're looking at $1,000. Wow. So still a felony there. But also, how do you get your dentures stolen?
I mean, you take them out.
You set them, leave them on the table?
Yes.
Or in a cup of water?
You soak them, right?
Is that what you're supposed to do? That's
Sensodyne or whatever you put them in?
That's not
Sensodyne.
It's something with an E.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm talking.
Yeah, I know what you're talking.
Drop a tablet in there, kind of like Alka-Seltzer.
Ooh, those teeth are going to be clean. Oh, you got to brush them. Can I just do that with my mouth? Can I just put a bunch of water in my mouth and drop a tab?
So a Land O'Lakes homeowner, Jonathan Whitney, 33, was found sleeping inside, or he found an individual sleeping inside of his garage early Wednesday morning, which I imagine was pretty surprising. You walk into your garage and there's just a random dude sleeping there. Even more strange, the guy was naked.
It is Florida, and it is very hot.
The man identified himself only as Ron, and he was sleeping on a couch in the garage. There's a case of beer nearby. He got a little confused, turned around, found the homeowner sitting there staring at him. And he grabbed a paddle when he woke up. Or he grabbed a paddle, rather, and woke the guy up. So the homeowner grabbed the paddle and was like, poking him, like, hey, man, get up.
You slowly prodding the guy. I mean, if you're going to be drunk and you're going to break into a garage, and it's in Florida, you know, there's no air conditioning in there. You gotta strip the clothes off.
You got to get naked.
Yep. But you got to burn that couch afterwards, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's leather.
Doesn't matter.
It's
already the garage couch. It was on the fritz anyways. Now that there's been some other dude's nuts on it, you got to burn it.
Got to go.
Florida woman by the name of Brittany Maple, a 21-year-old McDonald's employee, is behind bars after allegedly smashing a lemon cake in her mom's face during a confrontation Friday at the family's home just outside of Tampa. She willingly smashed a lemon cake in her mom's face, according to the complaint. After the alleged cake battery, Maple snatched a cell phone from her brother's hands and reportedly declared, "Ain't nobody calling the cops today." Which she was wrong about, because somebody called the cops.
Uh-huh.
When the police arrived at the family's residence, they observed the 51-year-old's face still covered in cake, and there was cake all over the floor. She was arrested on a misdemeanor battery count.
If you're her lawyer, you got to go, her mom asked for the cake batter. She heard battery.
She wanted cake battery.
Just a little confusion in the definition there. Steve Aoki, not available for comment.
Last month, this same girl was arrested for slapping and striking her mom in the head with a bottle of mouthwash. Listerine, cake,
I just can't understand, the attacking your family members. First and foremost, but if you have somebody who is repeatedly attacking you and they are a family member, get away from them.
Yeah.
You don't owe anybody anything in your family just because they're related to you by blood, or even if you gave birth to them in this case. If they are an a-hole like this woman clearly is,
gotta go.
Hit the road, Jack.
So Rebecca Colonna, 26, of Fargo, faces charges of endangering by fire, terrorizing, criminal trespassing, attempt to commit simple assault, and disorderly conduct. Pretty long list of charges. Authorities first arrived at the scene of an apartment fire at about 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Once on the scene, police said they talked to a male resident who said that his doorway was on fire, grabbed his child and his roommate's daughter, and jumped out of the bedroom window to safety. The resident told police he didn't know who started the fire, but that he heard someone knocking on the door 10 to 15 minutes before and thinks that this particular woman started the fire. Well, this woman was initially interviewed at the scene of the fire. She said that she was just having drinks with somebody at the apartment building and left. Later, at about 11:45, police responded across the street from the apartment fire for a reported disturbance. Guess who it was? The same woman. The individuals who called the disturbance told police that an unknown woman had entered their house and had a taser on her.
Oh, my God.
And the homeowner said, oh, hell no. That's when one of them grabbed a katana, huge-ass sword,
America,
and said, you gonna leave. The homeowner said nothing was taken except for that there were two open bottles of Spotted Cow beer on the kitchen counter, and those got swiped. Officials later say they confronted this same woman who they thought maybe had started the fire. They definitely think had entered the this other apartment with a taser.
And stole the beer?
And after telling her to get on the ground, she tased herself. I think on purpose. And the cops are like, thanks.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
And they say weed's more dangerous than alcohol.
She blasted herself in the neck, too. Oh, man. Jesus.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
Our favorite audio clips from the week. And this week, the internet gods have blessed us with a bountiful meal.
Every week, I don't think that the stuff that I see on the internet could possibly be more ridiculous than the stuff that's already out there. And every week, the internet brings us a bounty that we do not deserve. It's truly magical.
To start our feast, it'll be Steve Ballmer at the at this press conference talking about Kawhi Leonard and Paul George joining the team, which is a big deal. But Steve Ballmer, who's worth $52 billion, he's one of the richest guys in the world, just still a schoolboy when it comes.
Fanning out.
Yeah, just a total fangirl.
I have these notes, but I got to say I'm just fired up to be here today. It's pretty cool. Pretty damn cool. Woo! Pumped to say hello as Clippers to Paul and Kawhi. Come on! Come on! Come on! Get up! Come on, get up! If you're as tight as I am, get up! Yeah! That's why we're here today. You don't think we can win some ball games this year with Paul and Kawhi on our team? We're going to win some ball games.
Yeah. I love it. I love it,
Well,
man.
Steve Ballmer actually has a history of doing this.
Oh, does he?
Do you remember his old Microsoft events that he used to do? Because that's where he made all of his billions. But he used to go up on stage.
I forgot
and,
about those.
Yeah. Yes. So you know, Steve Jobs kind of had that thing, you know, his thing with always wearing the black turtleneck. And he'd come out and he had a very different presentation style. But Steve Ballmer, always just a bull in a china shop, just blazing out on a stage. Like somebody that's had way too much to drink. Frank the Tank with billions of dollars, essentially.
You got to play him back in slow motion again.
I will. Oh, no. Let me play you a Microsoft event first.
Okay.
Come on! Give it up for me! Woo! Woo! Come on!
This excited about Excel.
He's so out of breath.
Out of breath.
Who said sit down?
Microsoft really missed the boat not making him the paperclip, the voice of the paperclip.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Come on, man. Like, you had one job, Microsoft.
I say you're writing an essay.
So yesterday you made a comment about how Steve Ballmer being this excited is kind of the inner monologue that you have for yourself when you've had too much to drink.
A little too much.
You don't want to stop partying on a given Friday or Saturday night.
Come on! Come on!
So good. It's so good.
Oh, I love that so much.
I like that he's not dead inside, you know? Like, yeah, so many billionaires are just boring.
Yes, just all just calloused and don't give a damn about anything anymore. But Steve Ballmer can get fired up about basketball, you know? Yes, and Microsoft.
Yeah, PowerPoint. Woo!
John Oliver dropped a good clip on us this week. He was talking about, you know, how he's a part of that ensemble cast photo for The Lion King. And, you know, it's all these incredible A-list stars that took part in the movie doing the different voices. And he said that he was so excited when he was getting ready for this photo shoot. And then he looked down and saw that he was going to be standing next to Beyonce, except for she never showed up.
Can you tell us whether she was there?
Yeah, she wasn't there.
She wasn't
there? No, she wasn't there, no. And I looked down and there was just this piece of tape on the floor with Beyonce's name written on it. And literally, it was like an electrical reaction, just going, oh, Just the future presence of Beyonce was so intimidating. So if you look at my face in there, I look really intimidated. And that's because what I'm doing is imagining that I am about to be put into a photo with Beyonce one day.
John Oliver's so great.
And she was later photoshopped into that.
Sure was.
Into that set.
Very nice job on the Photoshop.
Yeah,
couldn't even tell.
Could not.
Conspiracy theorists. We were talking earlier about the conspiracy theories, and you made reference to the all birds are drones.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually a real thing. There's a guy that, and not just a guy, there's a whole bunch of people that think that all birds.
Are there, though?
Well, I mean, there's at least a handful.
No, I mean, but like, are they like, I know they're saying this.
No, so it's kind of like
the flat earthers.
It's kind of like the flat earthers where it started out as a joke and a bunch of people pretended like they're on board with it. And then a bunch of other people that are
idiots.
Yeah, they're morons.
Just really the dumbest people in the world.
In the round world.
In the round.
That we all live on.
Spherically shaped world. Yes.
But no, yeah, there's a bunch of people that think that the government simultaneously murdered 12 billion birds.
Oh, and replaced him,
and replaced him with drones. Yeah,
I don't know if I catch a hint of, like, you know, does he break character? I can't tell.
No, because like he actually put a billboard up in the bustling metropolis of Memphis, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
It's lovely there.
I have an avid disbelief in avian beings. The government genocided over 12 billion birds and simultaneously replaced them with surveillance drones disguised as birds. Wanted to put it up in a big city. So we came to Memphis, Tennessee. This has almost become a sacred pilgrimage. A lot of bird truthers from all around the country are taking. They'll come, you'll see them right over here, saluting, bowing at times. They're being watched. Birds are lying to them every day. Every tweet from a bird is a lie.
I feel like that guy is, that could be Ian's brother.
Yeah.
100%.
He's just messing with everyone.
I feel like that Ian could be that guy. Ian, we need to find you a conspiracy theory to get out there, and we'll send you to Memphis.
Will you?
No, actually, let's go send him
Spirit
to
Spirit Airlines.
We'll send him to Little Rock.
Little Rock. We'll send you on a Greyhound bus to Little Rock.
Oh, I hear it's wonderful this time of year. Perfect.
So American Airlines, you know, just a normal flight. Everyone's just flying from Miami to L.A., just sort of a normal mundane flight until one lady decides that she is not having it anymore. Her significant other, her man, was caught looking at other women.
How dare he lay eyes upon somebody else of the opposite sex?
Now, there was children that were in the seat right behind her, and there was a packed plane, totally sold out plane, so you'd think that maybe that would make this woman restrain herself. Oh, no. The love is too intense for her to contain her emotions in a moment like this.
And she is obviously a big WWE fan.
Yeah, because she takes her laptop and just starts smashing it over the guy's head.
Just over the top.
Shut the up. Yeah, you better believe it. I wear the in front of public. You want to try to look at other women? No, you ain't gonna look at other women, and you ain't gonna tell me you're looking at other women.
Listen, we have a little child right behind you.
Yeah, I know. I consult the child.
You're going out of control.
Got a right now. You shut the up. Shut the up.
Yeah, memo.
Oh, God.
So, okay, whatever.
This is the same conversation that I have with myself. My liver talking to me.
I'm assaulting you.
Morning Show on X107.5.
Do we get a little leeway this week, Mahoney? Because, you know, we're just getting back from vacation. We had some time off, you know, just sort of getting back into the groove.
Speak for yourself. You had some time off, some vacation. Ian and I were here working hard.
Very hard.
Very, very hard.
Dave, while you were
gallivanting.
Yeah.
Shirt off. Just because you leave the country shirtless doesn't mean that the work stops here, sir.
I didn't leave the country shirtless. I just happened to get shirtless. It's a different culture in Europe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We wouldn't understand. We're not worldly enough.
They don't frown upon nudity over there.
I've been to Greece, and I kept my shirt on.
They asked you to.
Thank God. You'd look like one of the giant white buildings on the hill of Santorini. Anyway, here's the all-new blooper reel.
It's the... That's the blooper reel.
But yeah. It was a nice one we bought when we moved in the house. My mom bought it for us as a homecoming or homewarming gift.
Housewarming gift.
Yeah. Whatever. My mom bought it for us as a homecoming or homewarming gift.
Voicemail is coming up next, brought to us by Kazam.com by Party City. Voicemail is coming up next, brought to us by Kazam.com by Party City. So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off with some bad news today, Dave?
An award-winning lamb. Those are words I've never said before, hence stumbling all over them. I guess maybe if you're like lumping it all together, if you're saying, so far has your life been a catastrophic failure, maybe I could see how it would only be 40%.
Maybe.
So far has your life been a catastrophic failure.
Can we not give everything down in Australia meth? Like, can we just not?
Yeah, the last thing that we need in Australia is a whole bunch of meth hopping around. Authorities on Sunday released the identity of a Santa Ana man in a clown mask who allegedly was brandishing a prop chainsaw. When's the last time that you fought an inanimate object, and who won the fight?
I mean, I'm impressed if you beat whatever inanimate object it was.
An award-winning lamb. Catastrophic
homecoming or homewarming gift in an inanimate object.
Last thing that we need in Australia is a whole bunch of meth hopping around.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Like I said, just getting back into the swing of things.
Uh-huh.
Next week, we'll be better.
Will we?
Probably not.
Well, we can drink our woes away, Dave.
Beer for Breakfast is coming up here shortly.
Citra Solo IPA from League Dog Brewing up in Tahoe. It's good stuff.
Let's crack open some cold ones.
I'll go get it right now.
Yeah. Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So there's a whole bunch of rumors that are circulating about Sheldon Adelson and his health, whether or not he is doing okay. He's obviously getting up there in years. He is 85 years old. They're saying that he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He was, however, upbeat and feeling well, according to some Sands Corp executives who visited with him in Israel recently. That's according to the COO, Rob Goldstein, who spoke briefly about his health during a second quarter earnings call Wednesday. And that's kind of what flew the flare, is that he wasn't on the earnings call, which he normally always is.
Anybody who, you know, gets any form of cancer, scary as hell, you know. But when you're 85 years old,
really, anything can take you down.
Yeah, and but if you're a billionaire, I mean, they can find ways traditionally, right?
I mean, to a degree, right? You can't beat cancer, though. I mean, you look at Steve Jobs, you know, and he had all the money in the world and still couldn't beat cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, you beat AIDS, but you can't beat cancer.
Yeah.
That's just the one thing. Sands reported a net revenue of $3.3 billion.
Oh, that's it?
An increase of just under 1% when compared to the second quarter of 2018. Goldstein said the conference call and that this year's second quarter was one of the best ever for the company's Las Vegas properties. So Vegas is booming right now. Sheldon Adelson, not so great in the health department.
You think that has anything to do with them not charging for parking?
You think that's why they're up?
I don't know. I think there could be a causation, you know, cause and effect, you know.
A correlation at least, maybe?
Yeah. Really? Yeah. I don't know. I know I find myself, when I go down to the strip, that's where I tend to go.
Man, you've been to the strip like twice in the last 5 years.
Because they added parking.
Because they added parking fees.
Yeah.
So lawyers for that tech billionaire who got in all that trouble here in Las Vegas with his co-defendant, who is the heir to Wells Fargo, want a felony drug case dismissed against them, according to documents that were filed Wednesday. Prosecutors can't prove ownership of the luggage, they say, in which police reported finding heroin, meth, coke, and several psychedelic substances. So he's the founder of Broadcom Corp.
Okay.
His name is Henry T. Nicholas III. He, Christine Fargo is the other co-defendant in this one. But this went down last year. He and Fargo are denying that they own the drugs found last August in cases in their room at the Encore Resort. The document does not address hotel video that the police report said showed a man and a woman who appeared to be the two of them carrying the black hard-sided Pelican case about an hour before Fargo was found unconscious in the room. Fargo's attorney, David Brown, has contended that Fargo was just asleep, you guys, not unconscious, and woke after hotel security broke through the latched hotel room door. The attorney also claims that people were in and out of the room. Nicholas, who is 60, lives in Newport Beach in California. He retired in 2003 from Broadcom, a publicly traded Fortune 500 computer software company. In 2008, he was indicted in California on federal securities fraud and drug charges that were later dismissed. But, I mean, if anyone can beat a rap like this, it's a couple of billionaires,
this
right?
This is such garbage. It's like you find a Pelican case full of drugs on anybody else. You know, oh, it's in your car, it's in your house. Oh, that could be any. It's in your hotel room. That could be.
I mean,
any.
There's video of them bringing the case into the room.
Yeah.
So yeah, good luck beating that one. But
well, they're going to probably because they're billionaires, and the justice system is certainly skewed towards those who have money.
I was holding it for a friend, man. Don't
like
worry.
You know, like you get pulled over and you actually say a friend did have weed in your car, not weed, but let's had cocaine, in your car or Molly or MDMA.
Oh, kick ass friend,
Ass friend, and you get pulled over. Do the cops even question that?
Hell no.
Prosecutors,
it's a slam dunk case. But when there's a billionaire involved, all of a sudden somebody's sleeping and, oh, you can't prove that we own that case.
There was people in and out of the room. There could have been a random person that put a whole bunch of meth and coke and psychedelics into that case.
Yeah, you know, it just so happened to be a similar Pelican case that we were carrying in. You don't know what was in that.
And I wasn't passed out and drooling. No, I was sleeping, you guys.
Also, how many drugs are you doing if you've got a Pelican case for them,
right?
They were doing way too many drugs.
You take the little X-Acto knife and you cut out your little areas for them.
I mean, if you're...
You know what I'm talking about?
If you've ever had a Pelican case before, it's like you can customize the inside to fit all of your camera equipment or piles and piles of meth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
can't have this be damaged when it's being shipped.
Right. Yeah, my crystal meth is very fragile. It's crystal. Hello. So Metro here in Las Vegas is touting high advances or high tech policing advances. So they're basically going to be using drones to spy on people.
And these things are so small that they say they can go inside now.
What?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
So explain this a little bit more.
So there's a couple of big projects that have been that they've been working on for a long time, but they're specifically designed for things like, say, the new Raider Stadium, you know, where they want surveillance kind of all over the place. There's a facial recognition program as well as a gunshot detection program that are in the pilot stages right now. But essentially, these teeny drones are going to be used for surveillance. So you can fly these drones over the strip, for example, or at the Raider Stadium when that gets finished up. And they'll be able to use facial recognition on these drones to be able to spot people that are considered persons of interest.
This is
also when you think about, like, if there's a SWAT standoff or something, they can use these drones to zip inside and get the lay of the land. But this is really like some futuristic stuff.
Can we
attach
a beanbag shotgun to one of them?
That's exactly what we need.
Because I want to fly a drone and just randomly.
Gotcha, bitch.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I like the idea for the Raiders Stadium. I don't know how I feel about for like the rest in all the strip, but like in neighborhoods and stuff, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, that's when you have to turn the shotgun around the other direction.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because the cops take very kindly to that. Okay. You outside in your underwear, your tidy whitey, shooting down drones. Somehow I could see you doing that.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you ever let someone take a naked photo of you? I mean, do you know where it is right now?
Message deleted.
Interesting question. No, I've never, ever, ever had anyone ever ask to take a naked photo of me.
I mean, nobody's taken one not of once. Me except you, for me.
Yeah, I mean, you've taken
plenty of naked
self photos. Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yes,
plenty but of those. No one's ever been like, pose for me, Dave. I want to draw you wearing this.
Do the
only this
George Costanza, but nude on a chaise lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the pro tip for any of us who are, you know, taking naked photos and disseminating
them. Keep your face out of it.
Well, not even just your face. All identifying background objects. Yes. You know, like get like a sterile room.
Yeah, including your very specific shower curtain. You know, like there's.
Oh, your bathroom? None of that. Yeah. No, you got like up against a white wall.
Yeah.
Or maybe like even your carpet's a tricky one, depending on the color.
If you have just like a plain white comforter.
I have.
Sure.
So this is why I have a photo studio.
You've got that infinity white background.
I see. I light it nicely, get the angles just right, and.
And in order to fit on it, it has to be the infinity white background. Like it just keeps going.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What has been the high and low points of so far for you today?
Message deleted.
Friday. I mean, that's a high point for, I think, most of us.
Yeah,
right?
I have a beer in my hand. So.
We've got a really good beer coming up in Beer for Breakfast. I will say that's a high. You know, just
Low points? I don't think there's been any low points today.
No, I mean, I was mad this morning.
Why?
Because I was running around, not like angry at anybody or whatever, but I just like left my phone inside and I left a couple other things. So it's like one of those things where you're trying to leave the house, but then you just keep having to go back in. Mm-hmm. And then you just each time you go back in, you get progressively angrier at yourself. But I mean, if that's the biggest problem I've had today, I've had a good day so far. So far, so
good.
And I hope you guys have a good Friday as well. You know, it's like not too bad out there. Stay away from all those damn grasshoppers.
Little more sun out there. Hmm. Yeah, the grasshoppers are weird as hell, man.
Yeah, why don't they go away? What are you doing?
They're mating.
Man, I tell you what though. So I was at the gym yesterday. Uh-huh. Humble brag.
Okay.
And I was just doing a little cardio, and there was this bird that, you know, kind of looked like a little raven, like one of those little blackbirds. You know what I'm talking about? The longer beak.
Yeah.
And it was just sniping those grasshoppers.
Really?
Hell yeah. The grasshoppers were all over the window, and that bird was just like delicious.
Just like a buffet.
Oh, yeah.
You know how big ravens are? It's not a raven.
What
I don't
a raven, but you know what I'm talking about.
The smart black ones.
Yeah.
They're not might be crows or related to crows, but a raven is a big-ass
big
bird.
Ass
man.
Like,
you know,
ravens are creepy as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just because they had to growl and Poe, you know.
Not just because Edgar Allan Poe or Joe Flacco, just in general.
Mostly Joe Flacco.
Please leave
biggest
a message
bust in history.
After the tone.
Come on.
All right, so there's this video floating around on the internet of a 10-year-old kid who is a professional UTV racer, and he's jumping this probably 30 to 40 feet wide canal, and he's in a side-by-side, right? And the question is, would you guys allow your 10-year-old to do that, even if he is a professional? There's a lot of controversy surrounding it because everyone thinks that the parents shouldn't have let him done it, but then again, he's a professional UTV driver. So what are your guys' thoughts on that?
Message deleted.
I mean, here's the thing. You can't tell other people how to parent their kids. I would never allow that. That's insanity.
Not a chance in the world.
You're talking about a 10-year-old flying over a canal on an ATV at 30 to 40 feet. Forget about it.
You have to be prepared for somebody you love to die a horrific death.
And what is the upside? Like, how much money are you really going to make off of the hits on YouTube from that.
You might be able to
clear a few thousand dollars.
Something like
not
that.
Not even, because I'm trying to search for this video. I can't find it anywhere.
Oh, really?
I've never heard of it. I mean, maybe, but like calling somebody a professional at 10 years old.
It's kind of a stretch, right?
Yeah.
I think like what defines that? Like, just because you call yourself, like, we're professional broadcasters, what makes us professional broadcasters? Nothing.
Well, no, the fact that we get paid for it. So in order to be a professional, what?
They're paying you?
Uh-oh.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I rode in one of those side-by-sides during Nitro Circus when they were at the MGM one time. We jumped a big thing, and it was like a routine jump for them. Scariest thing I've ever done.
I bet, man. Yeah, no.
A 30-foot canyon? Hell no.
When my daughter's 10 years old, I'm not going to be doing any of that stuff.
Here's a My Little Pony.
Maybe golf. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. Here we are again. All I want to eat is empire. Friends gathered around the microphones.
Cold beers in our hands. It is the best time of the week, and it's made even better by the fact that Audrey's joining us in studio.
Whoa.
Welcome back, friend.
Thanks.
She's like, nah, I'm not going to come in unless you guys are drinking. She's like, unless one of you guys are out or you guys are drinking, then I'll come hang out with you clowns.
Well, I mean, isn't that a good excuse?
I mean, I'm not complaining. You don't hear me complaining.
First thing she said when she walked into the studio today is, smells like dude in here, which normally isn't a good thing.
I swear to God, I showered last night.
Are you a morning shower or a night shower?
It depends.
Yeah?
Yeah. I toss
on,
it up.
On what, you creep?
Flip of the coin.
Okay.
When you were filling in for each of us when we were out respectively, were you waking up and showering? Because right now you don't have to wake up at, you know, 4 a.m.
Yeah. No, I was doing both. Like, it's literally just depends on if I want to sleep more or not.
See, you guys drive me crazy with this. I can't get going for the day without the shower. Like, I have to have.
You're also addicted to coffee too, man.
Same.
You are a angry beast if you do not get your coffee.
See, how can you even say that? Because you've literally never seen me not have coffee.
Sure, I have.
When?
When we've been out, how many times have we traveled together over the years before you get your coffee? Like 1,000 times. We go to morning show boot camp. We go golf trips. We've done like four times total. We do all of it.
We don't travel together thousands of times. What are you talking about?
Really? How many times have we tons of times.
Tons of times.
And you're a grumpy McGrump.
Grumpy.
All right. Well, let's get into it. Beer for breakfast with our good friend Audrey here in studio. What are we having today, Mahoney?
Today we are drinking the Lead Dog Brewing Citra Solo IPA. We've done one of the other beers from this brewery. It was a weird milkshake or some IPA, milkshake IPA. I can't remember the exact
name. Did it bring all the boys to the yard?
It did. We liked that one very much, but the Lead Dog Brewing, they're out of Reno, Tahoe area, and they've only been around since 2016. They've got a lot of really good products. And for a brewery that is so new, so they're doing a lot of good things, and you're able to find more.
And out of
beers.
The great state of Nevada as well.
Yeah, we like to represent, even though we know that Reno and Tahoe, they get all mad at us down here in Southern Nevada.
They hate us.
Yeah,
we don't hate them.
No, we'll support y'all. You know, as we do financially with all of our taxes anyway.
Oh, see, that's why.
Oh, that's right. Why. That's right.
That's why.
We're your sugar daddy, Reno. So, but we like to feature local beers, and this one is, like I said, these guys are doing a lot of really good things. The Citra Solo has 6.5% alcohol by volume, today being served out of a 16-ounce can. Love the labeling on this, and I love the labeling of all their stuff up there at Lead Dog, hand-drawn, just beautifully eye-catching cans that they have. The 16-ounce can came in a 4-pack. The beer was priced at $16.99. The proper
that
glass
is incredibly expensive.
That is.
For four or for six?
For four. This was a 4-pack.
Dang.
The proper glassware served this out of a pint. They recommend storing this beer, interestingly enough, at 37 degrees Fahrenheit. They don't give a recommended temperature to consume at. I like mine a little bit warmer than 37 degrees personally, because it opens it up a little bit more, especially when you've got a really tasty one like this. But it's interesting that they say store this as cold as you possibly probably can without it freezing. The five categories in which we rate every single beer for breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. But before we get into any of those, it's all cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Cheers to you, Ian.
Cheers. Been a week. It's been a week.
tried to choose it with the can. It didn't work very well.
Slammed an empty can into her full glass of beer.
Trying to get the audio. Yeah. The audio visual.
She gets it.
The audio visual.
It's theater of the mind, Dave. She gets it. Unlike some people.
I always try and slurp, too, but it just makes me want to burp out.
We don't need more slurping.
Yeah, we do.
Honey does plenty of slurping for all of us. See? Nobody drinks beer like that. Like, why do you?
A cartoon.
You don't know my life.
Yes,
you
don't
know, I do.
We actually have drank beer together thousands of times.
And every time.
Never.
I'm like a Hoover over here. The very first category
not from the beer drinking.
Is the look. Let's start with you, Ian. What are you seeing over there?
Mahoney, this has to be one of the prettiest beers I feel like I've seen on Beer for Breakfast. I love this color. It's not too dark, but then again, it's so perfectly golden, almost kind of amber.
Yes.
I'm very attracted to it. Sexually.
You would make out with this beer?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Put it right in your mouth.
French kiss.
First date kiss.
That's right. Do you French kiss on a first date?
Hell yeah.
Depends who it is.
I don't even kiss on a first date.
Oh, whatever.
I don't.
I didn't kiss
my wife until like date 8.
Well, that's because she's the marrying type. But there's a bunch of floozies you're not even on a date with.
Well, but that's different. That's different.
If I treat you to dinner, expect me to save these lips for an appropriate occasion.
I am a gentleman, sir. So the Citra Solo pours a slightly, there's a little bit of haze in there, but it's not like those New England style hazy IPAs, right, but there's a little bit because this is an unfiltered IPA. I would say it's darkish. It's a darkish yellow body. Ian pointed out a little bit of amber in there, but it's not a big dark amber. With a very strong pour, it only produced two fingers of light fizzy head that left traces of slight sticky lacing down the side of my glass. Not a big head on this one. You can turn this thing to 90 degrees, and it will only produce about two or three inches.
Not a ton of carbonation either.
No, not at all. Let's move on to the next category. It's the smell. Let's all take a big whiff of the Lead Dog Brewing Citra Solo IPA.
Well, it's no secret that we've all been drinking on this. Considering how robust the taste is, pretty muted nose.
Yeah,
huh?
it's not a huge nose. What do you think? Is that a beer that you like smelling?
Yeah. There's a lot of citrus flavors to it.
There are a lot of citrus flavors in this. I would say, you know, it's not a monster nose. There's zero alcohol in the nose of this beer. You get big scents of citrus. That's the main flavor in there with a name like Citra Solo. You're not going to be surprised when you get big hints of citrus in there. A very faint but pleasant malt sweetness. I think this overall is a pretty inviting nose on a beer. I don't think this is something somebody takes a big whiff of and goes, oh, that smells like a pine tree or that smells like Pine Sol or something chemically and I don't want to take a drink of this. I think it's a pretty inviting nose. Let's all get to the most important part of this beer, and that is the taste. It's all cheers again. Cheers.
Did you guys all look in each other's eyes when you did it? It's bad luck if you don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We did cheers and look in each other. It's a thing. Look it up.
Try to get my homie to look in your eyes.
Yeah, look in my eyes.
Don't. You won't make eye contact.
Don't you look at me in the eyes.
I won't blink until you do.
Just kidding.
Dave, I got you.
Son of a bitch. You are the, you're outside of myself, you're probably the biggest fan of IPAs here in the room. Curious to get your initial take on the flavor of the Citra Solo IPA.
So the reason why I like this IPA is because, you know, some IPAs really have that hop bite that lingers for a long time afterwards. This dissipates pretty quickly, and I like that about an IPA. Yeah. So I don't like it when it, like, hangs out and you kind of have that piney taste afterwards.
Sometimes, if I'm in the mood for something like that, I feel like that's a winter.
Winter.
Cold. For, like, summer months, you want it to kind of dissipate pretty quickly, and this does exactly that. But you still get a lot of those big, full IPA flavors.
Audrey, you are traditionally a darker beer fan. Yeah. You like porters. You like stouts.
Yes.
IPAs are lower on your favorite ranking. Thoughts on this one?
This one's good, though.
You do like it.
Because of everything that you just mentioned, I don't like the winter IPAs at all. Mm-hmm. Like, it's too piney, but this has enough of the, like, the citrus flavors, because if I'm going to do any type of beers, it's usually, like you said, like the stouts, the porters, or the exact opposite, and it's like Blue Moon and just like jam packed with so many oranges.
Yeah, something that's like, very
and this grapefruits.
And this one is packed with a lot of juiciness. They said they use six batches of only Citra hops, hence the name Citra Solo. So it's just a boatload of Citra hops, which is one of my favorite hops out there right now. I mean, it's just such a refreshing and good hop that pairs well with a lot of things. And when you
like
go
you said, normally you don't think of an IPA as a summertime beer because it's pretty heavy, you know. But this is the sort of beer you really could drink the pool or out of the lake.
Without a doubt, there's a couple out there. Like you've got the Stone Ripper, and a couple of these other breweries are trying to get into that space because they realize that when it's 100 and some odd degrees outside, that, you know, drinking something that isn't refreshing, that's not going to be the first thing that I reach for come the summer months. For me, the mouthfeel, or excuse me, the taste of this, I think this is one of the most refreshing IPAs that I've had in a long while, even more refreshing than Stone Ripper. It's got a juiciness to it, like some of the other New England style IPAs out there right now, but it isn't heavy or hazy, anything like that. The Citra hop is turned to 11, produces big flavors of grapefruit, passion fruit. But it isn't a one-trick pony. I think the hops are balanced nicely with a smooth maltness that gives this IPA some real character and great balance that makes it incredibly easy to drink.
Did you read passion fruit on the back of the can? Because I couldn't tell you what passion fruit tastes like. Does anyone really know what passion fruit tastes like?
Yeah, tangy? Man, like a tang?
Yeah, I love passion fruit.
It's another citrus, Dave. Okay. Like grapefruit, tangerine. Like lemon. Like these are just citrus. I don't know if I get any. You get any tangerine?
Getting a little bit of tangerine, I'll be honest with you. Sorry to interject, but still, tangerine's my ish. I love tangerine.
Is it your
sorry
ish?
To interject. We're doing a radio show.
I know, but I'm just saying.
I'm sorry to talk.
And as you pointed out astutely, Dave, the finish, it's a very quick finish, does not linger, and it just tickles the taste buds just a little.
I just feel like I relate to that quick finish thing. Yeah. You know, it just it works for me.
It's there and it's gone.
Oh, my God.
Very quickly.
Okay, Dave.
I wish there was more than four.
Dave, please, can you do your Jabba impression with this beer? What's the name of this beer?
What's the name of the beer? Citra Solo.
Oh, I love it. I'm sorry. I needed that. I needed Citra Solo.
Oh, God, don't.
We put a laugh track for things that we say that aren't very funny.
Hit it again.
Awful. You can fade out quick.
You got to
finish quick.
Ow. You got to get a better laugh track. There's much better laugh tracks. Like, we want the tortiest, the cheesiest laugh track.
Okay. All right. I will pull that.
The mouthfeel on this, I would say it's closer to light than medium-bodied, smooth, refreshing. The overall drinkability, in my opinion, this is one of the best IPAs out there for the summer months. It checks all the boxes for amazing summer IPA. It's refreshing, delicious, super crushable. I think this could be a decent gateway IPA for some, since the hop bite is pretty mild, and I think Audrey is a perfect example of that. Mm-hmm. The one downside, in my opinion, that is priced kind of high at $16.99.
That's super expensive.
Four.
That's like $5 a can that you're buying from retail.
But
that's a lot.
It's quality. I mean, it's not quite. It's like four and a quarter.
But by the time you get through taxes and everything else, yeah, it's going to cost
you. But it's also a pint, too. So, I would say that this is absolutely a quality beer. And overall, I would say check it out if you are feeling froggy. Can I get a drum roll, please? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mahoney's Beer Scale Supremacy. I give the Lead Dog Brewing Citra Solo IPA a 4.3 out of 5. Okay.
All right.
Beer for Breakfast with David Mahoney every Friday morning on X107.5.
Hey, keep it together.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, it is time for Know the Show. If you know the answer to today's question, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
What is the most that you'd spend on a meal?
I spent it recently on our, like, you know, pseudo honeymoon, my wife and I. And it was dollars.
Mahoney spent a huge amount of money on a single meal. How much was the total amount that he spent
Why
on
we
that
have to
meal?
Bring this up again.
702-791-1075. I'm just curious, Mahoney, how many people today you think are going to get this question wrong because so many people want these tickets for 21 Pilots, so they're just going to call and just give it a shot.
We have so many randos calling right now.
I think our listeners are going to get it right, Dave. I think that they are going to be correct.
All right.
All right, again, 702-791-1075. First person in with the correct answer gets tickets to go see 21 Pilots when they bring the Bandido Tour to the MGM on Wednesday, October 30th. Tickets are on sale at AXS.com. First person in with the correct answer is going to win. X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
Amanda.
Amanda, what is the correct answer?
500.
500 is incorrect. No.
You weren't listening, Amanda.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Nobody likes you.
X107.5, good morning. What is your name?
My name's Josh.
Josh, correct answer is, how much money did Mahoney drop on this meal total?
Did he spend $700?
$700.
Wow. I would have put the over-under at like five. Yeah. Josh knows what's up.
Josh, congratulations to you. 21 pilots over at MGM Grand on Wednesday, October 30th, the Bandito Tour. You're going for free.
No way. Oh, my son is going to flip.
Oh, that's awesome.
Huge fan.
That's great, man. Well, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you very much for making us a part of your morning.
Thank you guys so much.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.